You're listening to the Intuitive Souls podcast. I am your host, Tara Caruso, and this podcast is designed to educate, inspire, and enlighten. Let's wake up together. Hey guys, and welcome to the Intuitive Souls podcast. If this is your first time tuning in, welcome. I am super excited that the universe led you here. If you are an OG and you keep on coming back and liking my stuff and comments and reviews, you guys, thank you so much, and I seriously appreciate each and every one of you. You have no clue. You make this so easy for me to do, and you make it so much fun. So I thank you for your support because you make this podcast possible. And with that, I want to virtually hug each and every one of you. Anyway, so in last week's episode, I did talk briefly about my new upcoming coaching program that is starting on March 16th, which is called the Aligned Light Academy. This is going to be a 6-week one-on-one coaching program. This will be tailored to your needs. So wherever you are in life, wherever you are in your spiritual path, wherever you are as far as maybe opening a business is concerned, or maybe it's mindset reprogramming, I am here for it. And I'm here to support you and guide you and help you through whatever it is you want to work on in these next, in the 6 weeks of the program. As this is going to be a beta program, it is going to be priced very low. And I do just want to let you know that the price of this program is going to go up the next time I offer it. So if you are interested, I would definitely head on over to my website, which is ericarusso.co, and schedule a discovery call so we can talk and see if we are a good match together. So definitely be sure to do that. And again, something that I wanted to do for the Align Light Academy students is I am going to be offering a member portal where I will be having at least two of my courses available within it for lifetime access to whoever signs up. So again, definitely if you are interested, schedule a discovery call, we'll chat. We'll see if, you know, our energies mix, and yeah, we will take it from there. So in this episode, I asked Sean Engel, the owner of Witchy Wisdoms, to come on to talk briefly about masculine and feminine energy. She had actually just had a book published through Cosmopolitan, and that will be included in the show notes about love spells. And I thought it would be a great way to talk about the importance of balancing and harmonizing both your masculine and your feminine energies. And she did a great job at, you know, talking about how she balances out both of these energies, as well as we talked a little bit about, you know, what to expect if you are diving into, you know, deepening a spiritual practice, or maybe you are interested in witchcraft or whatever the case may be. She gave some great pointers there. All of her information is in the show notes. Be sure to check her out, and I will see you guys next week. Enjoy the episode. You guys, today I have the owner of Witchy Wisdoms with me, Sean Engel. Sean, thank you so much for coming on. I'm really super excited because I had a lot of requests to talk about feminine and masculine energy. And I wanted to bring you on because with your new book coming that's already out, I thought you would be the perfect person to talk about this. So thank you for coming on. And why don't you introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about what you do and all of that great stuff.
Yeah. Thank you for having me, first of all.
You're so welcome. And I'm looking at, if you guys, if you saw her nails right now, like, they are the prettiest lavender color ever. So
do you love my nails? I own the platform Witchy Wisdoms. It's I'm a spiritual mentor and a business coach for other spiritual mentors and people in the spiritual space that want to start their own online platforms and scale it. I usually work within social media strategy, which is quite masculine, to be honest, using business coaching as a tool. But I also really teach using the divine feminine in order to connect with our empathic side and to sell from more of a heart-centered place. So I do really love to combine both of those. Mm-hmm. I'm a author of Love Spells by Cosmopolitan. So I wrote that book, which has been out for a few months now, and the upcoming book, Power of Hex, via Chicago Publishing Press. So doing all that stuff. I also run a podcast called True Crime Astrology. So I'm all over the place. Under the Witchy Wisdoms brand. But yeah, that's my spiel.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's a lot. So how long has Witchy Wisdoms been around?
About 3.5 years at this point.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so so True Crime Astrology, which, guys, if you are interested in, that's available on all the major platforms for it. So definitely be sure to check that out. So let's talk about your new book. And so what is it about? So is it about love spells? Is it about more of self-love? Like what is included in this book?
So this book, it was written for Cosmopolitan. They wanted me to come on and author it because I had been featured in an article. And they were like, okay, well, we want a real witch to write this book on love spells, right? So I came in and I wrote it. But in my opinion, love spells they're actually very similar to hexing in the way that they energetically bind you to someone. So it was really important for me to teach the ethics of love spells and talk about female empowerment, rather self-empowerment. Yeah. It is, you know, Cosmo does have a fairly female base, but I do believe it's like more self-empowerment than anything. So talking about that, talking about self-love, talking about how to increase your own energy so that you can attract a mate. And yes, there are plenty of spells within it.
Yeah, that sounds really good. So really, and I really want to talk about this because I think especially when it comes to love is concerned, it's all about balancing the masculine and the feminine energy and having a healthy relationship within your own self. So, you know, what really is your personal take on masculine energy and feminine energy?
Well, in terms of just like breaking down what the energies bring to the table, masculine to me, and just kind of, you know, across the board is more, not necessarily aggressive, but more action taking. Yeah. It's about actually performing. And feminine instead is more being and creating. So when you balance the two and you actually have this innate divine feminine feeling of creation and manifestation within you, because as females, you are a life giver. Mm. And then you use that to then direct it into actionable steps. That's how you're correlating between the two.
Right. See, with me, for a very long time, especially when I first started my business, I was very much in the masculine energy and I wasn't allowing myself to get myself into the receiving mode to receive the abundance and manifest the things that I was working so hard to create. And it wasn't until I really kind of made myself learn about the importance of the masculine and the feminine energy and understanding that it is, we all have masculine and feminine energy. But I think that now, especially women are, and the feminist movement, we're becoming more geared towards the masculine energy within us, and it's not good. You know, for me, I got really drained because it was just go, go, go. And I wasn't able to allow myself to receive. And I see this a lot with a lot of women, you know, especially as a tarot reader as well.
Yeah. I don't know if I would go so far as to say it's not good. I think that it's just that there's, you know, you go through life with just trying to strike a balance, and there's always going right. to be imbalance that you're trying to bring back to a balance. So, you know, we live in a capitalist society. So especially if you run a business and you're the only person that you have to rely on, yeah, you're going to be go, go, go. That's what I teach to all of my business clients. However, when you reconvene with that really divine feminine creator aspect where you're like, I am able to tap into the love and the empathy that I innately have within me, mm-hmm. then you kind of bring that to the forefront and are able to then nurture the go, go, go. So again, it's just like, it's that balance. And I think, you know, you're right. If you live too much in the masculine, then you're denying a big part of yourself. But if you're living too much in the feminine as well, you're not really moving.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So what are some things that you do to help you balance out the flow of both energies?
I do a lot of grounding, to be honest, because I'm really, really masculine. I'm a triple Scorpio. I have a lot of Martian energy.
Wow. Yeah.
I'm very results-based. I mean, this is why I do so much. So then for me, it's tapping back into the earth and grounding, taking baths, really connecting with that water side. Really helps me. And, you know, also I write a lot. I'm a writer, especially like with these books that are being published under my name, and bringing that creative flow. It's always like making sure that I know that I'm a creator first and everything else is secondary.
Yeah.
So yeah, those are my main practices.
So when you ground, because I love, because everyone has a different way of grounding, right? So what do you do? Like, what is your grounding? How do you ground?
Well, my favorite way to do that is to get into the bath and do a full body scan, but that's not available to everybody. You can do it in the shower too. I love the connection of water to the ground. That just to me is just super, super feminine. But even if you just have a moment, like let's say you're having a rough day at work or something, just literally feeling your feet touch the ground can be a very simple but very strong act of grounding.
Yeah. See, what I do, like the easiest way that I ground is basically like I will walk, like I had to do it this morning when I went grocery shopping, is I will envision roots coming from the bottom of my feet and going into Mother Earth while I'm walking in. There are so many ways that you can ground. You can walk outside barefoot. You can hug a tree. There's so many different ways. So find the one that resonates with you. And I definitely think that just in general, grounding is so important for everything. You know what I mean? So what are some ways that you embrace your feminine side?
Well, again, a lot of the creation, you know, just really tapping back into that. Writing really makes me feel super duper feminine. I also, my matron goddess is Freya, who is a really good example of the balance between masculine and feminine as both a warrior goddess and one of fertility and love. So I work with her quite a bit. I do, again, I'm a water sign that is also very masculine. So I work really with water, like in baths and showers, lots of water. Yeah, those are my feminine aspects.
Yeah. My husband's a Scorpio and so is my son. So I know Scorpios.
We're good.
Yeah, you're good people. You guys really are good people. Yeah, but so if there is someone listening right now who is just diving into their spiritual practice, or maybe they're getting geared towards, you know, witchcraft or whatever the case may be, you know, because I feel like with this whole spectrum of spirituality and witchcraft, it's a rabbit hole, you know, it really is. And there's so much to learn. So what are three pieces of advice that you would give them?
Well, I think the first is patience. You know, you're not going to conquer it all in a day. In fact, even seasoned witches, like I've been studying for over 10 years and I still only know like a sliver of all of the information that's out there. Mm-hmm. So patience is number one. Number two is just follow your intuition. And if you don't know what that means yet, follow what makes you interested. That's your intuition. So if crystals are pretty to you, go look them up. Research everything. Research everything that really makes you feel excited, because that's where your intuition is going to point you.
Right.
And then the third is to take things with a grain of salt. Everyone has an opinion in this sphere, every single person, and they're constantly going to tell you what's wrong, what's right, what's whatever. I think the only steadfast rule with witchcraft, because, you know, it is an art, is to do your own thing. Protective magic is really important. So if there's anything that I would like urge you to try and study first, it would be that. But take everything with a grain of salt, because we're all just people.
That's really good. That is really good, because I've seen it too, especially on TikTok, where there's a lot of opinions in the witch community, you know? And I think that really, I always like to say, like, you know, as far as spirituality is concerned and going into the whole protection and all of that, I always say, especially to like my students, is that would you go into your car and not put your seatbelt on? Or would you not lock your door at night? Mm-hmm. It's, you want to protect yourself. It's really important, you know?
Yeah. In my book, I kind of liken it to when surgeons wash their hands and put on all the protective mm-hmm. stuff before entering a sterile environment. Like that's where you cast spells. That's your sterile environment.
Yeah.
So no other bacteria can come in and fuck your shit up.
Right. Yeah. And I think, and a lot of people, you know, I know that, you know, the whole protection thing is, I guess, controversial, because I do know others that don't really do protection or try to protect themselves, especially doing spiritual work. Guys, I can't stress this enough. When you're doing spiritual readings, when you're doing psychic or mediumship readings, always protect yourself. It's not, just always protect yourself, because you never know. You never know. And it's your energy, and you should really feel honored that you have this connection, but you also need to set boundaries with spirit too, you know, which is super important.
Lack of a better terminology, it's almost like using a condom.
Yeah.
Like, you could just risk it, but
yeah. yeah, that's so true. Like just where, yeah, absolutely. Protection. Absolutely. So you've been studying witchcraft for 10 years. Wow. So tell me about like how you really just came into this path.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's definitely been even over 10 years from like the very beginning, but like all, I think 10 years is probably a good marker for when I got serious. When I was like a preteen, I went into Barnes and Noble and just like got every book I could find on divination. My first was with tea leaf reading and with astrology actually too. So, you know, just reading stuff. And then I hit a snag in my teen years from like 13 to 17. I had a really tough time with addiction, with drugs. I fell into a really rough path that kind of that brought me away from a lot of things. But even through that, I am of Jewish faith. My mom is of Jewish lineage. So I found Kabbalah, which I thought was super interesting. And that is a very like, it's a very kind of mystical occult version of Judaism. So that kind of led me back in. And then fast forward quite a few years, I, you know, picked up my tarot deck that had been collecting dust on my shelf for quite a while, and started marrying it with the things that I was learning in therapy. After like kind of pulling myself up from my bootstraps after all of that trauma from the age of 13. So it kind of just circled back from there. And then the rest is history. That's how I started Witchy Wisdoms. It's how I actually started the blog that way, by writing about the tarot and what I learned in therapy and making like practical applications with it. And then, yeah, so, you know, reading tarot professionally now for about 5 years. So yeah, it's like definitely, it's been a long time, but like basically started with just books in Barnes & Noble, which I think is how most people get started. Yeah. And we didn't have social media back then. So I kind of just had my own path.
Yeah. That's what I'll do, is like when I feel intuitively guided, I'll just go to Barnes & Noble, go to the very small spiritual divination section that they offer in my town, and I'll just go to whatever guides me. And honestly, to be completely honest, that is such a great thing to do, is just allow yourself to just go into the store. Because we all, let's be real, like Amazon's so freaking easy, you know, like to get everything. But I think that like a really great thing to do, especially when you're starting out, is to actually go feel the energy of the books and go to what guides you. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I think that's a really great thing to start out. And yeah, that's, I love that you said Barnes and Noble, because that's exactly what I did. I went to Barnes & Noble and I was there for like a good 90 minutes and I got I bought myself my first tarot deck there and all of that stuff. So I want to talk a little bit about tarot too, because I have a lot of listeners who are just really kind of diving into that. What are three pieces of advice that you would give someone who is just starting out with tarot?
Well, I think, again, just like with witchcraft, just have patience. It's a very, very, very dense system. There's numerology, there's astrology, there's symbolism, there's Christian influences. There's so much in just the Rider-Waite tarot deck.
Yeah.
The own artistic branches off of any kind of tarot. So have patience. The best ways to begin really learning is to pull yourself a daily card. You can do this either in the morning or at night, but journal on how it's shown up in your day. Really start to make those attachments and assessments within your day, and your intuition will start to open up and you'll be able to see these correlations. It also helps with memorization, because I know it's like 78 cards in a deck. You're like, how do I memorize all of this? Well, obviously it takes time, but this is a really good way to start.
Yeah, that is good.
And then, you know, finally, it would just be to get a deck that resonates with you. It doesn't have to be the Rider-Waite, although I think that's like the most accessible big deck. The symbolism is pretty standard. And that's what you're going to find, like, a lot of the meanings are based off of. But you're not going to be able to read intuitively well if you're not working with a deck that you actually like or that resonates with you. And it's not going to work.
Yeah. I can say that from experience. I bought the Wild Unknown deck because I loved the pictures and I loved the colors and everything like that. And when I bought it, I still can't connect to it, you know? Can't do it. So it's definitely something very, very unique, but I'm totally there with you where it's like Rider-Waite is definitely a great place to start. You don't have to get the Rider-Waite Smith deck, but you want something Rider-Waite based for sure. But that's some great advice, Sean. Thank you so much for coming on the show. And so guys, please go ahead and check out and follow her. She is on Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, and TikTok. So Sean, thanks again for coming on, and definitely be sure to check out her book that is available on Amazon as well.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome.